The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
K294 AS Ashland.
Quarter after 8, Danny Sheehan rejoins the show because he's in town. He's in Ashland. And he's going to be performing. I shouldn't say performing. I should say putting on an event tonight. What is happening now with UFOs, UAPs, and ETs? This is over at Stevenson Union. Welcome back, Danny. How you doing?
Terrific, Bill. We're great. I'm glad here to be in the snow from way down in Southern California.
Indeed. Well, I'll tell you, we talked to you about this a few weeks ago, and of course, you're a famous attorney. You have been involved in disclosure projects and pushing this for a long, long time. Now, tonight, though, the Stevenson Union, Student Union in the Arena Room, 6 to 8:30 tonight is where this is going on, and the doors open at 5:45. NewParadigmInstitute.org is where you can register and sign in, since it's kind of an overflow. You're expecting more people than you can possibly handle. Is that kind of what you're looking at right now?
Yeah, it's there are only 300 seats. But, you know, everybody wants to come and get the update on this. And we're going to have Richard Dolan is going to be coming in through Zoom. But we've got Colonel Carl Nell is going to be there, who is a member of the UFO task force at the Pentagon. We're going to have also Sean Cahill, who was the arms master of the USS Nimitz battle group when they saw the tic-tac. You know, they're both going to be there as special guests. Diane Powell, who is the woman who's, the doctor who has been doing the telepathy tapes, is going to be there this evening and talk for a bit. This is going to be quite a show.
Hmm. You know, I just wanted to ask you, Danny, I don't know if you're listening a little earlier. I was talking with a firearms rights fellow, Kevin Starrett, about what the Oregon State Legislature is up to. And I'm just kind of curious, is there any chance you could talk to the Sky Buddies there at UFOs and just have them take the Democrats in control of the Oregon State Legislature and evacuate them from the planet? Could you do that? Do you have an in there? I'm just curious. I know.
I have to check with the ET people.
Okay.
I have to see what their schedule is. They're awfully busy right now with all these hearings in Washington.
Okay. You know, at this point, I will tell you, and I told you this last time I talked to you, I am suspicious of the push for disclosure right now. All right. And you remember when we talked last time? Because I can't help but think that this is yet another control grid project here from, I don't know if it's government intelligence or anything else. And I know that you have been fighting, you know, for this for a long, long time. To me, I just look at this as the ultimate idea of pushing an us versus them kind of thing. Am I right or wrong about it? I know we may disagree on this.
We'll see. We'll see. That's exactly why we have the New Paradigm Institute, which is organizing the Citizens for Disclosure in every one of the 435 congressional districts in all 50 states to lean in on the House of Representatives and the Senate to try to make this very different this time.
Okay, can you imagine, though, my suspicion when all of a sudden the federal government that did everything to ignore this or call everybody a nut bar who thought they saw something or this and that, there's nothing to see, we've got things under control, to have them all coming out and saying, oh, yeah, there's something going on. Oh, yeah, we have to get to the bottom of it. Just count me as a little suspicious, okay? Can you understand where I feel
sure I do. Because as you know, that I've been one of the leaders down to the last 50 years in trying to confront the national security state people who've been lying and dissembling and hiding stuff. You know, that I represented the New York Times in the Pentagon Papers case. And they totally devoted to stopping us from revealing all of that. You know, we did the Karen Silkwood case that revealed that they were smuggling the plutonium to Israel and to Iran at the same time. You know, I've been right at the center of digging this information out over the last 50 years. So that's why this is a little different. I represent Lou Elizondo, who is the guy who came out and revealed to the New York Times, again, that this was going on and has testified in front of Congress. And they've now we've gotten David Grush to testify in Congress, but pointing out that we're actually in possession of a non-human origin, you know, extraterrestrial spacecraft and the non-human bodies that have been recovered from it. These are things that the national security state has been desperately trying to keep secret for all this time. So things are starting to come unwound right now. Our job is to make sure that this is different than the Project Blue Book and the Grudge and the other things where they kept on just consistently denying that there was anything to this. This is a dramatically different set of events that are unfolding in Washington right now, and we are right on the brink of major full disclosure.
Okay, could the full disclosure, though, could the reason behind full disclosure, and you may think I'm absolutely crazy for even bringing this up, okay? All right, Danny, but you've dealt with a lot of crazy people, so I'm sure you can handle it, all right?
Yeah, I can.
What better way to and this is Conspiracy Theory Thursday, so that's why we can kind of go off a little bubble off plumb on such matters.
Okay. All right.
What if disclosure is nothing more than doing everything possible to destroy the last shreds of religion, spirituality, and any kind of control grid on people's behavior? Because you bring this up, and what if it's just really about destroying religion in this world?
Actually, as you remember, Bill, that when I first started working on this way back in 1977, when President Carter was elected and demanded to have the information about the UFO stuff from the Central Intelligence Agency, he is one of the probably the most religious of all the presidents that we've ever had. And he was dedicated to trying to get this information out because he thought that it was really important for us to really understand where our place is in the whole universe. And in fact, this is a major aspect of our religious views, that Christ was the universal prophet coming to share the insights about consciousness and our relationship to the infinite and eternal one, God.
But I'm engaging in what-if-ism, okay, and I admit this, all right? So I'm just going to throw it to you, though. But what if the real goal of this is not, peace and love and human understanding and the age of Aquarius, yada, 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 all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
What if it is about normalizing demonic contact of some sort?
Well, I would be the first to try to keep that from happening, for sure. As you know, I was a general counsel for the United States Jesuit Order in the headquarters in Washington, D.C.
A lot of people not real happy with the Jesuits around his town, though. Okay.
No. But it's a major element in the Catholic Church. I mean, they may be even suspicious about the Catholic Church and the Pope, but it is the largest religious denomination in all of Western civilization. And that this is an extraordinarily important moment for trying to transition to get our. You got to remember that a lot of the way the doctrines were articulated 1,000 years ago by the Catholic Church is what people are still believing in. And the fact of the matter is that was done at a time when 99.9% of all the people were completely illiterate and didn't even go more than 50 miles away from where they were born. And now we have a dramatically different, much more educated population. People are very mobile. We move all around the world and get information from around the world. And so the Christian faith has to be able to relate in a much more integrated way with the other religions of the world, the Buddhists and the Hindus and even the people in Islam. We have to understand that our human family has to come to a collective understanding of what our place is in the universe, and it's a universal belief in the value of individual human beings and the other basic Judeo-Christian beliefs that we have. These have to fit into a larger cosmic setting now, and we have to make sure that we're protecting these fundamental values that the Christian Church and the Jewish tradition teaches about individual liberties and individual the absolute worth of individual beings and all of that. And we have to understand that if there are other highly intelligent and highly developed technological civilizations around our solar system, outside of our solar system, we need to know how to relate to that in order to protect the kind of dignity that individual human beings are going to be preserving, for the next 10,000 years in our interaction with these beings. This is an extraordinarily important mission of the Christian mission to protect the rights of human beings.
All right. Danny, I appreciate this. Count me a doubting Billy a little bit on this, all right? I'm just going to tell you that. But tonight is what is happening now with UFOs, UAPs, and ETs. It's probably going to be standing room only. I mean, are you going to be able to take more than 300? How are you going to work that?
Oh, yes. We'll line them up, people up as long as the fire wardens don't make us close it, keep people out.
All right.
You know, this is just like the old events back in the college days when we were there. Remember, we used to have the big standing room only teach-ins about things. This is going to be one of those here tonight.
Okay. 6 o'clock is when it starts, 5:45, doors open. Now, you go to newparadigminstitute.org. And what is the cost? I know it's a donation, right? There's no required.
No, it's free. It's free if you want. I mean, it's just this. We're a 501c3 public interest interfaith group. You know, so people can you don't have to pay. But if people want to make a donation, it's up to them.
All right, Danny, appreciate the call. Thanks for that.
Sure.
And good luck on that. All righty.
Thanks, Bill. We'll see you there tonight.
All right. Thank you. It's 826 at KMED, 99.3 KBXG. And this is the Bill Meyer Show.
The St. Jude Country Cares for Kids Mini Pet Mart Radiothon on Q100.3 was once again a heartwarming
3736, CCP number 250730.
News Talk 106.3 KMED. This is the Bill Meyer Show.
Conspiracy Theory Thursday. That's always an interesting conspiracy theory topic on the UAPs, the UFOs. And I am continuing to be a bit of a skeptical Billy, you know, on a lot of this stuff. And the fact that the government seems to be hell-bent on doing a lot of this, that makes me suspicious. I don't know. I'm just suspicious about it. I'll just admit where I am on it. I don't know where you are, Shane, but anyway, go ahead. You're welcome to the show.
Oh, I'm out here in Butte Falls hauling logs, waiting to get a load.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bill, so my opinion on the UFOs, the UAPs, I believe they exist, but I am certain it's secret government technology. And they've had it for a long time.
Had it for a long time. So you think they've had it for a long time then. So overall then, what is the benefit of disclosure then, in your opinion?
Well, there is no benefit. They want the power. Who knows what they're using it for, you know?
And you know, that's kind of where, and I know maybe there's something wrong with me, that I'm suspicious anytime I see any of the government, administrative, state, and power structure getting involved in, oh, yeah, we got to get this out there. Oh, yeah, we got to do this. Because nobody does anything in government that will, generally speaking, release any power on the people. At least that's been my experience. Maybe it'll be different this time.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. I don't know.
They're definitely using it for nefarious purposes. I mean, it's the government. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. In 1910, Tesla had a remote-controlled boat, and he showed the public, and it was just a small boat, you know? And they were so amazed that they made him take the top off because they thought there was little people controlling it.
Yeah.
I mean, think about where the technology's come since then.
Interesting.
You know, my cousin, he was a drone pilot. He's retired now, but he was a drone pilot. He did surveillance. He was telling me a story. He saw an almond-shaped aircraft, and it was flying by him and then took off. And he's like, oh, yeah, there's aliens out there. But I guess a few weeks later, some guys in suits came into their office, you know, where they fly or whatever, the room where they fly.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking, you know, you need special clearance to be in this room. These two guys in suits come in and grab this USB drive that they saved the footage on, walked in the room, grabbed it, and just walked out. And they're my cousin and the other guys just looking at each other like, what the heck happened? So yeah.
All right, well, I appreciate the call. Just thought I'd mention it. I'm just not buying what's being sold right now. Not so crazy. Hello, Gene.
Well, hey, I thought I'd take up the earth a little bit here.
Okay.
Of Raiders of the Lost Ark, at the end of the movie, they had this huge government with all these things that have been rounded up over the centuries, and they got it stuck there.
Put them in that big warehouse, right?
Yeah, buying it from the population. The government should be allowed to know these things, but we should not.
Now, the thing is, why hasn't Doge gone and found that warehouse where the Ark of the Covenant's being stored?
Well, I'm asking, yeah, that's a good question. I wonder why he doesn't. The information for free energy.
Yeah, now I know I'm having fun with you there, but your point well taken, all right? Thanks for the call. Let me grab another one. Hi, Conspiracy Theory Thursday. This is Bill. Hi, who's this? Morning. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can.
I didn't get any.
If I'm talking to you and we're conversing back and forth, that means you're on, okay? How you doing?
Oh, okay. My theory is that when the rapture comes, they'll blame it on aliens rather than the Lord coming to get his people.
That's an interesting point of view. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Well,
I hadn't considered that. I'll grab another one. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, Bill, it's Lucretia.
Oh, Lucretia. How you doing?
She beat me to it.
She? You mean someone beat you to crazy? I'm not kidding. I'm not crazy. But
no, I was listening to Dr. Eric Carlstrom. He was a 30-year geology professor and saw that they were just, you know, destroying men, you know, like you experienced and bringing in those whole feminine movement. But it was interesting. He was talking about how Alan Dulles was involved in taking out anybody that was poo-pooing the whole UFO. They wanted total support for the people that said they saw UFOs or had been taken up. They were literally even controlling this guy's computer and what was brought in. But, they're doing it to bring in and blame it on the aliens.
So you kind of half believe what they're talking about then, right? In other words, you're kind of where I am, that I'm suspicious of what it will be used for, right?
Right. And then, you know, you've got Elon Musk's grandfather from Canada that they tried to jail for being a fascist, whatever. They saw this technocracy now, this cybernetics that he was wanting to bring in. And so he was going to be put in jail, but he somehow, through connections and probably...
Yeah, kept going. All right. Now, yeah. Lucretia, write this down on the calendar. I mean, for you and I to kind of halfway agree on something, it's kind of a big day, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, well, let me give you one more.
Okay, now, see, now you'll be able to give me, you'll give me one more thing and I'll be able to say, yeah, you're nuts again. But anyway, go ahead.
Terrence McKenna. This guy was funded also by Alan Dulles and Stan, you know, and all these people. He literally was paid off. He was, you know, he was definitely dealing some hallucinogens, but he was running from the law and he showed up at Esalen Institute, which we know Aldous Huxley and B.F. Skinner created for mind control. But he was very involved in the feminine movement and promoting the killing of your male babies.
Wow. Now, see, that's a great one. That's a great conspiracy. Thanks for the call there, Lucretia. It's what I love about conspiracy theory. You never know where it's going to go. And, of course, when Lucretia calls, boom, there we go. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome.
Hello. From the Iron Gate. It was just snowing.
Good for you. What's up?
Well, for sure there's evidence on Mars that there was some kind of civilization there, you know, like 100,000.
Well, that must be why Musk wants to get us all in a SpaceX rocket at taxpayer expense and go there. Okay.
Yeah.
Explains a lot.
And then on another conspiracy that's more relevant to home, I figure they're not fixing roads like Cocco Road because they don't want us out in the country. So they figure if they destroy our tires and wheels and shock absorbers and axles.
Well, then we can rewild Northern California and Southern Oregon for the critters. Don't fix the roads. No problem. Right. Problem solved.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when they closed down the logging roads. All right, Joel. Good conspiracy. Let me take one more. Hi, good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Earl.
Earl.
Hey, Bill. Back in 1974, I was a crew chief on a safeguard system in Tacoma, North Dakota, and it's an anti-ballistic missile system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Was that the replacement for the Nike system, or is that something different?
No, know, this is well beyond Nike. I was in Nike before I went to the safeguard system.
Okay.
The system, it was an anti-ballistic missile system. We could track ballistic missiles clear out in space before they made reentry. Okay, that's, we tracked satellites for NASA and for the Air Force and cataloged them for them so that they knew where they were at in space. Of course, they're always moving, but
yeah,
once you know where what direction they're going, it's easy to keep a track on them. Okay, my point is, there was many times that I had tracked something I couldn't explain because it was moving at altitudes and speeds. Our radar, our perimeter acquisition radar, could track it. That's how good our radar was.
So you could track it, but you couldn't explain it.
I couldn't explain it because of the speeds and the altitudes. You know, some of the stuff we were tracking is 1,200 miles out.
What do you believe, do you have any suspicion about the sudden, all of a sudden, over the last 2 or 3 years, push for disclosure at this point in our history? Does anything ring true with you about that, or are you suspicious? How do you read on this?
To me, it rings true only because we have pushed our government to be more and more open about things that they've been closed about for years.
I mean, okay.
Come on, we're seeing the Kennedy papers now, you know, and look how long the Kennedy stuff was all shut down.
All right. Well, as someone who has tracked the weirdness, I appreciate your opinion. Okay. Thanks for the call, Earl. All right. Hold the calls here for a little bit. We're going to do a little palate cleanser here and then be right back. This is the Bill Meyer Show.
This is Brent from Home and Built Deck and Fence, your Trek
Pacific Healthcare Training, BM Auto Works, and Wash Buggy Wrap Lab.
The Bill Meyer Show on 106.3 KMED.
Conspiracy Theory Thursday calls. We can take a few more. 770-5633. You know, Elaine ended up writing me, and I thought this was really interesting because I ended up bringing up to Danny, I said, is disclosure really about destroying what's left of religion and faith? Because there's a part of me that has a sneaking suspicion about this. And then Elaine wrote me this morning, because remember what Danny talked about, that we are here, we Christians, we Buddhists, we Muslims, we need to know our place in the universe, which I thought was an interesting choice of words, okay? And then Elaine writes me, Bill, there is nothing in the Bible that says we have to incorporate other religions into our beliefs. In fact, I believe the Bible says that when Jesus returns, all people will be Christians. This guy's a mental case. Well, I don't know if he's a mental case, probably just disagreeing on matters of faith and such. But it is my suspicion that at this particular time, especially with organized religion in a secular culture already under attack mercilessly, especially Christianity in the United States, I can't help but be suspicious of the folks in charge. Well, you know, we're going to spin up disclosure, and we're going to make this happen. And by the way, I say this as someone who, and I've admitted this, I'm not exactly the best Christian in the world. But I recognize the value that Christianity has brought to this world, too. But every time it seems like, you know, it's universal truths all get together. You know what I'm getting at? You see, I know I'm speaking and sort of opining inelegantly about that. But I think Elaine brought up an interesting point. 770-5633. We can talk about that. Anything else on your mind, too? I mean, that's Conspiracy Theory Thursday stuff. I know it is. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome.
Brian Weldon.
Hey, Brian. How are you today?
Good. Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that we, at Park Watch, we've been working now for well over a year trying to clean up our parks. And we were honored yesterday by our Josephine County commissioners, and it was awesome.
Good.
I also wanted to say that I'll be hanging up my big flag over at the fairgrounds, and I can't wait to see you and many of the other speakers on Saturday at our Patriot Conference.
Yep, and I will be there. Happy to be there, and we'll catch you sooner rather than later.
All right.
Saturday, starting at 9, right?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Thanks, Brian.
The moral building.
All right. Let me go to the next line. Good morning. This is Bill. Hi, who's this?
Good morning. This is Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, during Trump's first presidency, Rudy Giuliani went on a fact-finding trip to that
Okay, I'm kind of losing your call a little bit there, Jerry. What was that now?
He went on a fact-finding tour over there to Ukraine,
mm-hmm.
and he came back with evidence, not necessarily hard proof, but evidence that was consistent with the following theory, situation. It seems that whenever there's a foreign aid sent out to somewhere in the world, to some government or institution or individual, wherever it goes, there also needs to be advisors involved. Now, these advisors cannot be congressmen, but they can be their spouses or their children or their friends. And
how so many Congress critters had their spouses involved in Ukrainian issues,
yeah.
Right? I remember that story vaguely.
Yeah, in every foreign aid thing, all over the world.
Another part of the money laundering, in other words, here, Jerry?
Well, it's both parties.
Yeah.
And as soon as I heard that, I knew his days were numbered.
Yeah.
And look what's happened to him. They've made him pretty, they've just kind of wasted his life now.
Oh, yeah. He's been destroyed. He has definitely been destroyed. Appreciate the call, Jerry, about Rudy. Hi, good morning. This is Bill. Who's this on KMED?
Hey, Bill. It's Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. Welcome.
Hi. Yeah, I wanted to follow up on your conversation with the attorney.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with Elaine. And also, I think Lucretia was talking about this, but when he started talking about how, we can't believe what we used to believe 1,500 years ago, add that to his association with the Jesuits, where they're...
Well, and that kind of... You know, those ring some bells with me, you know what I mean? And this is why I have been concerned, and I talked about this years ago when Tucker Carlson first started going down this road, right?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that we don't have UFOs and UAPs. I have no doubt. I've seen some myself, okay?
Yeah.
But when I see government kind of conditioning and driving the bus on disclosure, and at the same time, part of that disclosure does seem to be about watering down any kind of organized religion whatsoever. And of course, what is the big problem for globalists and worldwide domination is that with organized religion, there are people that are looking around at a higher authority,
right?
Other than Caesar. You know what I'm getting at?
Absolutely. And I think you're right. I think it's demonic. I believe the Jesuits have had a long-term plan for a one-world government. And the Bible talks about this in the book of Revelation, where there's going to be a one-world government and a one-world religion. And it seems to be centered in the Catholic Church, with apologies to my Catholic friends.
Yeah, well, I would argue that we already have a one-world religion right now known as environmentalism. Truly, I think that's been part of that key, too.
Well, it's all going to come together. So it's like, we're going to bring all the religions together of the world, of the things that are really true. And it's, you know, the Catholic Church is the only one that's hierarchical and has power to enforce things, at least among Catholics, if they choose to obey it. But anyway, it's going to be an unholy alliance between government and religion, and it's going to be really a very dark time. So,
and it's just the same way that I am concerned about government aligning with, you know, alliance with corporate entities too, you know, for that matter. I had the same.
And it is demonic.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, people who reject Christ are vulnerable to believing the lies of demons. And that's just how it is. And it's especially with the religion of scientism, which says we can't believe what we used to believe because we're much smarter and much wiser now, you know, when spiritual truth does not change.
And thank you for bringing it up. That's the religion, the new religion, scientism, yes. Which also is part of environmentalism, et cetera, et cetera. It's all there. Scientism.
Right.
Appreciate the call. Thanks for that, Lynn. Always thoughtful. Hey, if you are on hold, and I will get to your call, because this is what we do on Conspiracy Theory Thursday in the final 2-3 minutes, and hey, have on it. We have one open line left, 770-5633. Got a mess with the IRS or a tax date with the state? You may need representation. Visit First Response IRS.
Hi, I'm Lisa with Kelly's Automotive Service, and I'm on KMED.
Let the good times roll on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Got about 5 minutes left, so let's hit it good and hard. Super Dave is in Idaho. Super Dave, good to have you back here. Weigh in, okay? On the this is on the Kevin Starrett gun conversation from last hour. Go ahead.
You betcha. So Josephine County has always had a hard time. Well, I won't say always. Ever since they cut off the timber of funding the sheriff's department.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Daniels needs to hire a special deputy, and we need to get gun tourism going in Josephine County.
You know, another listener, Mark, ended up mentioning something like that, gun tourism. Yeah. So you're talking about a sanctuary state kind of thing, except in a county for the Second Amendment, right?
You go, yeah, you go by their silly-ass laws. Sorry if I said ass. and you bring them on down here. Josephine County has an excellent shooting facility out at the Sportsman Park. And you put them up in a hotel, you give them their permit, you train them, and you say, here's your law, we passed your law, and there you go, in your face.
Yeah, instead of, instead of then abortion tourism, we do Second Amendment tourism. Interesting. Could be a possibility. Let me go to, Dave in Grants Pass, oddly enough. Hello, Dave, how are you this morning on Disclosure?
I'm pretty good, Bill, thank you. Hey, you were talking about Disclosure, and the lady a minute ago was talking about the Book of Revelation. Mm-hmm. I believe globalism and one world government is all added into the Disclosure. In the Book of Revelation, it talks about a rapture, and it also says that there will be a great deception. I believe that there has to be Disclosure so that when the Christians are raptured, that there will be an excuse of where the Christians went.
Got it. That's an interesting theory on that, Dave, and I appreciate your call. Thanks for it. Let me go to Jerry. Hello, Jerry. How are you today? Oh, no, this must be Steve. Steve, go ahead. I'm sorry. I have the wrong line. Jerry, I'll get to you next, okay? Go ahead, Steve.
Okay, well, we've been talking about this for a long time and thinking about it, and there's a guy named C.S. Lewis who's a very prominent Christian writer, and he has some very interesting concepts to wrap your mind around. He has a good book, if you're interested, called Mere Christianity.
And I have it at home.
Anything, but
yes.
Yes. Have you read it?
No, I have not. It was given to me, and I'm going to get to it, I assure you.
Okay. It's hard to read, but it is very useful in terms of this. And he postulates in some of his science fiction books that other beings exist in a different spectrum than we exist in. You know, we can only see a very small spectrum of light, and that angels and demons can shift in and out of existence in our spectrum.
As we see it then, yeah.
Yeah, well, we can only see them when they're emitting.
Well, you're speaking of dimensional shift of sorts, then, right? That kind of thing.
Yeah, well, kind of, but they exist in the full spectrum of energy. We only exist in a small spectrum.
All right, interesting thing. You're encouraging me then to read that C.S. Lewis book, right? Thanks for the call.
I dare you.
All right, you dare me. Ooh, then I have to. All right. Hello, Jerry the Bull. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. The Jesuits, if I'm not mistaken, originated back during the time of the Reformation of the 16th century. And they were basically the Pope's army, if I'm not mistaken. I'm just stating what I believe is true. Anyway, and, you know, this was a time when Lutheranism came about and Calvinism and whatever, you know, all the other denominations that are non-Catholic. And so anyway, I thought that was fascinating.
Now, in the final minute, though, do you have any suspicions about the true motivation, or is there a different motivation than how it's being presented to us about the government wish to get all behind Disclosure? What is your opinion on that?
Well, Bill,
or do you
I
have
listened
one?
To what you said earlier, and I, like you, am always skeptical. you know, like an earlier caller said, why hasn't all that JFK stuff been brought out? Why have, you know, why is that such a big secret? I don't doubt it. Our government is not, at this moment, anywhere, you know, they're not favorable to Christianity. There may be individuals in our government that are, but...
But overall, it's definitely an attack. And I can't imagine them not wanting to do anything other than trounce what's left. But anyway, we can talk maybe more about that tomorrow. Email Bill at